Wolven, The Twilight Circus, by Di Toft, read by Tom Lawrence. Chapter 1. Panic on the Platform. Nat Carver was brilliant at keeping secrets. He knew that seeing or feeling stuff before it happened was called precognition, and it usually meant that something bad was going to happen. Nat and his mum Jude were waiting impatiently on the high-speed one platform for the London to Paris Eurostar when his pulse started to race, and he only just managed to control the urge to pant like a wolf. He had felt dead jumpy ever since leaving Temple Gurney, but had put it down to excitement at the thought of seeing his dad and Woody again. He glanced at his mum and couldn't help wincing at her appearance. Yesterday, Jude Carver had undergone a complete transformation. Her long brown hair had been bleached blonde and rolled into dreads. Her dark blue eyes were now emerald green, courtesy of some coloured contact lenses, and were framed with unflattering wire-rimmed specs. Worst of all were the slightly protruding false teeth fixed over Jude's own, which Nat thought made her look a bit like a llama or a slightly crazed English teacher. Lady Iona de Gorney, their great friend and ally during the whole of the Proteus business, had been responsible for Jude's makeover. She had provided them both with sanctuary until Nat had recovered enough to travel, as well as procuring the cleverly forged documents they carried, giving both Nat and Jude a brand new identity. Nat was thankful he had escaped a full makeover. Over the past few months he had grown taller. His muscles had filled out and he wore his hair longer. He was scarcely recognisable as the puny kid of last summer. It was freezing, and due to the recent power...